passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Numbers of smokers may be decreasing in the UK, but there are still 85,000 deaths each year and 9 million smokers. And unfortunately, plenty of people are still taking up the habit. So could more be done to discourage smoking in the first place? Sultan Sid Dajani is a community pharmacist and smoking cessation advisor for the Royal Pharmaceutical Society.
Yes, there is lots we could do to stop people smoking in the first place. For example, through education at schools, people with children, obviously their children want to try and emulate them. But I think we also have to realise that smoking itself is very hard to give up. However, it is possible, and what's available these days through community pharmacies are far more accessible, so it make it easier for people to give up. But we have to also take into account that it's a habit, it's an addiction, and those two factors will make smoking very hard to give up, but it is still plausible to quit. And the problem is we have to have a strategy of prevention, but we also have to have a strategy of cure, and both of those must be very seamless. So we've got to make sure that people are aware where they can go, A, for advice, B, for help, and C, for medication and support.
Well, let's start with the A then. Where do they go for advice?
Pharmacies now are able to give out nicotine replacement therapy. The good thing about pharmacies, and of course I provide smoke cessation services, is that we're open at weekends and we have longer opening hours than GPs and other smoke cessation clinics, and we're open outside office hours and at weekends. Therefore, people don't need an appointment. It's free advice. Everybody has a different reason for smoking, and therefore they'll have different variations of how we get them to stop smoking. So everybody will have an individualised treatment plan. Pharmacists don't judge by nature. Everything's private and confidential. We can even monitor how well you are stopping smoking. And if you relapse, that's not a sign of failure, because you've done the most important thing, and that's a decision to stop. So that would be the first decision. Go to see a pharmacist, get some advice. There's also NHS Direct, and there's also a website, www.nosmokingday.org. Which is available all year round. And that would be the first initial step, is ask yourself not why do I smoke, but why don't I quit?
And then once you've done that first step, then how do you get that ongoing support? Because clearly it's not something you do one day and then somehow it's sorted.
No, you're absolutely right. There are two types of addiction that need tackling here. One is the physical addiction and the other one is the mental addiction. Nicotine is a very potent drug. A lot of people don't realise just how strong it is. When people say, why didn't you stop smoking? What they're actually doing is making smokers want to smoke even more as a sign of rebellion. Therefore, lifestyle changes are going to be very important. So what I would suggest is speak to a pharmacist. Once you spoke to the pharmacist, explain to them just what your habits are like, how often you smoke, what type of cigarettes you smoke, if there are certain situations you find you smoke more. And from there, what happens is the pharmacist will be able to provide you with free nicotine replacement therapy. If they do not, because they do not have the funding, then they can always refer you on some pharmacy that can. From there, you'd also be able to find out what medicines are available, nicotine replacement, the gum, the patches, the microtabs, lozenges, the smokeless cigarettes, or the inhalators, as we call them, or the spray. And if all that fails, we can look at a combination of them, or even look at the Zyban and Champix. But fundamentally, what it is you'll still need to have a certain degree of willpower, but it is a lot easier because of the clean nicotine replacing the dirty nicotine.
And do you think people generally fail because of a lack of willpower? That's the key element?
People don't fail just because of the willpower. A lot of them fail because they find they become vulnerable. They're in a situation that they haven't been to in a long time, where they've always felt they've had a dependence on cigarettes. Some of it's psychosomatic, and they therefore need to start thinking from a different perspective. A lot of people who give up smoking are actually more anti-smoking than the people that have never smoked before. And once those people actually find some of the effects that work within a few days of giving up smoking, e.g. taste comes back, energy comes back, the smell factor comes back, and I don't mean smelling cigarettes, but actually your sensitivity of smell comes back. When they realise that their skin feels a lot more smoother and that their wrinkles start dying away and their teeth are less stained, they actually like to carry on that prospect, but sometimes they do fall back into it. But the important thing is you haven't failed, you've only relapsed, and we will have to do something slightly differently to fine-tune it so you do not go back into relapse.
And finally, if you do go ahead and try to quit and you get the help of a pharmacist and all the things that you've mentioned, how likely are you to succeed?
You're far more likely to succeed than not succeed. If those that have used a pharmacy in the past, 2/3 are more likely to quit the first or second time. In my own personal experience, I've had somebody who smoked 70 a day for about 20 years. He's quit. There was another couple that smoked for 35 years. They've quit. They're far happier financially. They're far happier. They didn't realise they'd get their life back. And it's all about breaking free from being addicted and a slave to cigarettes, free from the habit and free from trying to work your day round having a nicotine fix. And all of these things show that the more the people are A, informed of their condition, and B, the changes that they'll be looking forward to, they're more likely to succeed than not. So it's always important that the first step is that you make the biggest single life-saving intervention you'll ever make to yourself, and that's to quit, and then you're on the road to recovery.
That's Sultan Siddijani, smoking cessation advisor for the Royal Pharmaceutical Society.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.